Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Maybe reincarnation. I'll let you know for sure.
Okay. But I've been having trouble finding a lot of these, but I think that one's streaming.
I mean, I got the DVDs. Just ask, dog. I can always fucking stream them on here and then walk away. Like, yeah. I don't have to watch them with you.
I hadn't thought of that. You're always full of ideas.
There's always a way, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the theater open now, and they're letting people rent it out to watch whatever they want to. You just, I gotta watch one of these 8 films to die for, and the only way I can watch it is if I rent out a theater. You know, $18, that's not bad.
Are they letting people pick their own movie still? Yeah. I thought they stopped that.
Nuh-uh. I mean, I'm sure some do, some don't. It's all depending on where you go. But I'm still getting emails for my local theater, even though people are going and the parking lot's been packed.
Well, it seems like they're showing, you know, 8 films to die for quality shit. Because I'm getting, like, emails for, like, some shitty-looking horror movies and stuff.
Like The Unholy?
The Unholy, yeah. And something else that just got an email today, but I barely glanced at it, so I didn't really see the title.
Shubaru?
I don't know. The Devil something. Who fucking knows?
Oh, I never heard of that one.
Where's 3?
I heard it was about fashions.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So yeah, thanks to the 4 people who caught the live stream. Last night, that was. You have a good time, Joe?
That's what Lisa told me. So you fell asleep on all 2 people that were on there? 4, if you include me and Tom.
And then they also took the old pictures.
Yeah.
And sent them to you.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Tom bored me, you know?
There's like, should you wake him up? What if he falls off of the chair? I'm just like, that's his house. I'm sure he's passed out drunk there many a times before.
I've passed out everywhere in this house. But, yeah.
Said when I'm done painting, I'll yell so he wakes up just so we know he's safe. But for now, I'm just going to answer questions very quietly. This is not to wake him up. That was fun. Everybody got to see how it really is in real life when you go and drink with Joe.
After a certain point, I cross the threshold where I'm just going to pass out wherever the fuck I'm at.
And a couple times we'll just pop up. Yep, what's going on? I like football.
Take a sip of beer and then pass right back out again. Yeah, that's what I do. you know, my body fucking tells me, hey, you need to shut down or you're going to die. So, like, go to sleep right now.
And you do for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but it just makes me think, you know, I'm getting a little long in the tooth, Tom. And I've been thinking about this long and hard. And I think I'm going to retire from the podcasting game. I think I'm done. You know, I just might make a special appearance like every Sunday on your show. But that may be it.
Are you just going to live streams?
Yes, live streams from...
So, hey, we're back. How's your oven?
Hey, I started at the top, started making my way down, and finally when I got to the bottom heating element, which I didn't even know there was two in the fucking thing, it's the bottom heating element that's not doing shit. The top one's fine, the fucking sensor, the thermostat sensor, or whatever the fuck, that's fine, and... Yeah, I only cut myself once. I mean, it's all right. But I tell you, man, you move your oven, that's some fucking dirty shit back there.
Yeah. It just collects and, you know, you're not moving it to clean fucking.
Right. So I had a pretty big pile of dust and shit that I swept up. Probably
greases.
Yeah. Wipe that up. Yeah, I got some cutter, was spraying, so I probably fucked up all the wiring with that cutter. But no, I didn't use it on that. I did take out the grills and all that shit and clean those outside real good. And then I was in a cleaning mode, so I cleaned out my outside grill and just started wiping everything down.
So now it's good and everything's good to go. Did a little spring cleaning.
No, I gotta order the part. So I'll do that tomorrow, and then it should come in fairly quickly. How do fucking appliance stores and stuff like that stay open, man?
What do you mean?
You know, like usually you would go buy that part at an appliance store, right? But now you can just fucking order it and get it directly from the manufacturer, some wholesaler, or some other dickhead.
Yeah, I would assume because they do repairs. And shit, too. I mean, did you call to see if they had your part?
No, there's like one place that my neighbor told me to call, but it's Sunday, you know. I don't know. I'm going to check online. I'll give this guy a call. He gave me his card and everything.
So some people call and ask if they have parts and shit.
Yeah.
Like if I need a part for the car, I'll call around first before I order it.
Well, the car's different. The car you're... You're generally going to find that shit, you know?
Maybe. Even the dealership, like, ha-ha, we got to order it, fat boy. Oh, I want it now. I can order it for cheaper.
And you just say, boy, God, to those fucks.
Peace.
It's cheaper to keep her. That's a song, but we'll get to songs later.
Ooh, I can't wait to do a little singing.
Did you watch any of WrestleMania?
Yeah. I did. I don't know, because I didn't work today. This is the second Sunday in a row that I said, all right, I'm not going to fucking work. And I did. I mean, I did order some stuff and answer some emails and stuff like that. But other than that, I didn't actually do work in the shop.
Yeah, that's not, you're not spending your whole day in the shop. That's good, man.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let's see if Peacock has a free trial. And I said, fuck, Peacock has a free trial.
7-day free trial.
Yeah. So luckily, they broke it up into two parts, which is kind of fucking stupid. It's like, if you're gathering everybody there and having the fans and everyone there, why not just have it the one fucking day? Like, what's the point of breaking it up into two fucking days? Just because you have the location? I mean, I don't get it. I'm sure there's some kind of reason, business reason behind it. But anyways, luckily, they broke it in half over two nights. So I was able to fast forward through the first night today. And a lot of who gives a fuck. The Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair match was okay. I thought it was going to be fucking good, but it was just okay. Like, Bianca Belair won, which was, like, you know, what should have happened. So, good.
Yeah.
And then, shit, today I watched the kickoff show and then fell asleep during the Randy Orton Bray Wyatt match, which was the first match. And then I woke up to Edge coming out, which was the last match. So, probably wasn't good, Joe. There was a whole bunch of who gives a fuck. There was one match that I might go back and rewatch only because it's called the Nigerian drum fight match. So, yeah, there's a wrestler called Apollo Crews. He didn't have a Nigerian accent and claimed to be a Nigerian prince 2 months ago. But now he is. Okay. We'll see, but probably not.
Some people say it's all fake, but, you know.
No, come on.
Right. I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, this is the first year that, like, on social media or Facebook, I didn't see anybody, like, really super pumped up about wanting to watch it or anybody's return or any of the matches, you know? It was, like you said, a whole lot of who gives a fuck, you know, especially from their fan base.
Yeah, I've seen probably no more than 5 posts about it with yesterday and today combined.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people aren't digging the old Peacock, if I'd have to guess.
Yeah.
It was easy enough to use, though. I mean, it's all fucking right there, and it was free. So, but I guess they're not transferring, or they haven't transferred over like a lot of the shit that the WWE Network had. But then, I mean, if you're just a fucking one of those people, then go get your VPN shit and tell them you're in fucking Peru so you can still watch the network.
I don't know. Got to watch our Legends House, you know.
Mm. Yeah, that sucked. That was pretty fucking bad. Pretty fucking bad. Did you ever watch it?
I watched, like, part of an episode.
This is terrible, even for fucking wrestling.
But, like, they didn't have a lot of the documentaries and shit like that. They had, like, a select few. You know, you think they would have all of that shit in their library. You know, like, all the DVDs that they released and all that. But
they probably had a bunch of stacks they were still trying to sell. So until they were out of print or whatever, keep it off the fucking network till we sell these goddamn discs. So I would assume that was the reason.
Yeah, because I would
have watched
a lot of those.
Yeah, I have a bunch, and I'm glad that I never fucking sold them, since a lot of them were coming up on the network. Mm-hmm. So it's good. I still got those.
You still got them.
Hey, go listen to last week's episode, where Joe sucks his own dick and says he's his favorite wrestler.
Damn right.
So if you're into wrestling, last week was your episode, you fuck. Oh no, it's probably 2 weeks ago at this point. Last week was the fast food shit or something. Whew, I'm the only one that can see that. But if you need some lessons, let me know. I'll teach you how to paint. I know you like doing that cartoon stuff. But
I do that cartoony shit.
I gotta resketch that man thing on there. Once I get past, like, the nips, I am no good with anatomy. So I gotta fucking pose a figure.
Everything's torso up.
Hell yeah. The fuck is that, a thumb or a toe? You'll never know. That was his ribs. Yeah, I'm gonna pose a little figure and just make sure I got it right, and then throw some fucking swamp water and trees in the background and never paint it. That one you have will probably be the only painting I ever finish in my life, ever.
I'm selling this in Forever Face Alley as soon as I die.
Yeah, well. Well, I don't care, I guess.
Well, at that point.
Really don't care now. It was just a joke. I was kind of pissed when it was. What's it doing in New Jersey? The joke's on me now.
It traveled all the way.
That was fucking weird. And you didn't get the second package in yet, huh?
No.
That's a shit.
Yeah, postage. I mean, they're still all fucked up. You never know when anything's going to get anywhere or which route it's going to take. A lot of the shit I send, if I try to track it, it's like it doesn't even register. Like, they don't even fucking scan it in for a few days. You know, and that's the priority stuff, too. You know, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't.
What are we going to do? Pay more with fucking FedEx or UPS?
Yeah.
They're fucked up, too.
It is what it is, I guess, but I would still stick with the post office. But I say that just because I'm cool with the people who work at my local post office. But however, those fuck faces in the fucking Portsmouth, Ohio post office, I sent Rick like a fucking stack, like I'm doing my hands, but I don't know, maybe like a 2-inch stack of fucking flyers and stickers. He just gets an envelope that was ripped open and the shit taken out of it. So they just handed him a fucking open mail, like the remnants of the envelope. Like, here you go. Someone sent you an empty bubble mailer with the top ripped open, you fuck. I mean, why would you take that?
Are you talking the special shiny DWN stickers?
Yeah, and the new flyers. I sent him a bunch of those so he can send them in with orders and shit. So, I mean, those are definitely in the garbage. No, they're not passing that shit around anywhere. That's
thrown it in other packages.
Right? That's just $20 shoved right up my ass.
I'm sure they put one in everybody's P.O. box there.
No, they didn't. They just had their fucking packages that they stole from the fucking thing. And they did their little routine of just ripping them open. And there was a burn pile in the to keep and to sell on eBay, or the out of my trunk pile. And we went to the old burn pile. Fucking pricks.
Sad days.
Yeah. I don't understand if it was something. Even if it was just like, I don't know, like a shitty McDonald's toy. Oh, maybe it was something. These were just a bunch of flyers for something you don't even give a fuck about. Oh, I thought it was a fucking stack of money. You know, like that stack of money with the band around it you see in movies? Oh, yeah, I thought they were just sending that first class mail or whatever the fuck. Oh, it was just stickers and flyers, you asshole. Oh, well.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Bitch about it on the internet.
And that's done.
Sure it is. What did you watch?
I watched the Phil Anselmo and the Illegals live stream. This is Phil Anselmo of Pantera, and they were supposed to be doing the Pantera Vulgar Display of Power album, but he can't do that anymore. He can't sing like that. His voice is all shot to shit, and he sounded really fucking rough. The few songs that he did try to sing from that album did not sound good. Did not sound good at all. He didn't try anything from the album before that, thankfully, because that would have been impossible. You know?
How does he sound?
He just sounds like you would sound after singing that kind of metal for so many years. It's going to fuck your throat up. You know, you're going to be... Like, even when the guy talks, it sounds like he's struggling to talk. You know, it just sounds really, really rough. Did you just freeze again?
No.
Okay. So, overall, I think after, like, 5 songs, I just went outside and turned the grill on and started grilling and let Roop watch the rest of it kind of on his own. I don't know. He even had to admit that shit was not good, so...
This is a dude that does horror conventions now.
Yeah, every once in a while they'll book him at a show. I'm not sure why. I guess, you know, because, I mean, he's got no ties to the horror thing. I mean, his... Nah, not even his label. I don't know. I guess just people can think metal and horror go together, or one of the booking agents has him and says, hey, how about Phil Anselmo? Okay.
Listen, who?
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, we already have a Mexican.
He's Italian. It's an Italian name.
Gross.
Yeah, but he does have a Mexican in the band. Two, I think. That's why they're called Texas illegals, based, huh? You know?
Oh, get it?
Yeah. Because
we're edgy.
Right. But no. Pantera has a huge fan base, and at one time he was probably the best vocalist in that genre, but that time is long gone.
What genre? Hillbilly rock?
No. Although he does do one band that's kind of like that now. They call it Southern Rock or Southern Metal, which I'm not a big fan of that. But I don't know. I guess at that point you just called it metal. It hadn't turned into all these little subgenres, you know?
Is that like, the old Jim Crow?
Old Jim Crow? What?
Jim Crow and roll? That subsect of rock and roll?
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, like hip hop.
Yeah.
You know?
Moving on.
Yeah.
You're a fan of these live streams. You seem to watch them every chance you get.
They're cheap. You know, they're like fucking $8. And they're hit or miss, though. They're very hit or miss.
What are some of the best ones you've seen so far? Because I feel at this point you can have a top 10 list of them.
Shit, I'd have to remember the ones I saw.
I can't even. A lot of that. Drinking, huh?
Yeah. I'll have to call in some fucking friend. Hey, did we watch this? Did we watch this?
Well, I did. You fell asleep.
Yeah. Nah, they usually end early enough. This one started real fucking early. It started at like 6:30 or something, which was fucking weird. You know, it's not like they were
a certain age now.
It wasn't in a different time zone. I think they were shooting out of Louisiana, but they actually had a crowd there too. So they were in a place with like 50 people or something.
Is that good for them?
I don't know. Oh, no, not at all. But I mean, like before all these other live streams, there was nobody, you know, they're just performing on a stage with nobody there. One fucking group did it in their house, you know, in some fucking garage room or some shit. Or some have a set. Well, they'll do it on a set.
Well, at least there's that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of concerts in general anymore, and I don't know how much of a fan I'd be of watching one from my couch. If I fell asleep watching WrestleMania, I don't know if fucking Jimmy Two Shoes bopping around the stage with his guitar is gonna keep me awake.
That Jimmy Two Shoes is good, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, what did you watch?
Brighter Reanimator. You remember this one? It's the second one.
Wait. Okay, I'm thinking Beyond Reanimator, right? Wait, is this the prison one?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the one where they start out in, like, fucking Mexico or something. Somehow I think they travel back in time to the Mexican Civil War, and they're doctors there doing their experiments. And then, oh my God, we gotta go. The country's in turmoil. So they head back to Tonic Villa, or where the fuck all these Mescatonic fucking businesses are. And they get a job at the hospital, I guess. And I thought, after the last movie, they arrested him, threw him ill, but it's not. So another old doctor is at Miskatonic Hospital and eckiness ensues. I think this one is a lot more goofy than the first one. I mean, the first one was semi-goofy at points, but this one's just, like, silly shit. Like, fucking, this, I don't know, Three Stooges-esque, maybe?
Now, this one has my boy, or it's my boy Brian Yuzna that directs it, right? Or is that the next one?
Okay. No, he did both this one of them. And the next one.
Okay, yeah. All right.
It is.
I liked them. I remember liking them all.
Yeah, no, it's good. This one's definitely for more fans of wacky horror comedy. There's a lot of blood. I mean, I want to say it's gorier than the first, but it may just be how it's used, because it's just like silly, wacky shit. It's not as, I don't know how to explain it. I've been watching these when I was drinking. And I stopped taking notes many, many years ago. But yeah, I would say it's definitely worth the watch. This one doesn't look as good as the original remaster of Reanimator. This is another Arrow release. I think it's their one of their UK releases. But it's still all right. It was weird at the end. At the end of the credits, there was shit about it. Like, yeah, we know these extra scenes. Oh, yeah, that's right. This was the unrated cut. So, like, the extra couple seconds of gore and shit that was added in looked like garbage. And they explained why they didn't remaster it or whatever at the end of the credits. So, there was that. It was all right. It did. The first time you saw that total change of quality, you were like, what? Fuck is this shit? But no, it's not much. It would have been nice if there was a like an option for the rated version, I guess, too.
Yeah,
but there wasn't. Fucking Brits.
They're completists. They are. Yeah. They is.
Oi.
Might.
So yeah. Oh fuck. Rest in power. Rest in empowerment, Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, fucking
old. You're 190 million years old.
How do they fucking live so long? Why?
Mm-hmm. You didn't look like any of the princes I've seen in a Disney movie, I'll tell you that.
Nope.
Hey, Joe. Sitting in the ghetto thinking about all my homies passed away. Arf, arf. Burm, 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 burm. Your boy. Your boy DMX, dog. The original dog.
The guy that didn't really care for dogs all that much. Can't say much good about him. Maybe he's a hell of an actor. I don't know. I've never seen Belly. But I hear it's good. But he did the Michael Vick thing. You know, he did the fucking dog fighting deal. Can't get behind that.
Did he? Or did he just love dogs so much he kept the bodies?
Nope.
You want to see if we can ask him?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me pull up the old board.
The old, the ghost phone.
But yeah, I was a DMX fan. I don't listen to a whole lot of music, which has been said before, but he was definitely always on the playlist when I did listen to music.
He I didn't think he had as big a fan base as I'm seeing. You know, it's like 3 days later and there's still people posting shit about it and everything. So, I mean, good, I guess, you know.
It's because he was one of the musical acts on Chappelle's show. So now all these crackers are like, oh, I love DMX.
I thought it was Lil Nas X at first, and I was kind of sad. Oh, shit. But now it's DMX, the dog.
I don't even know who that is.
Me neither.
I know who Nas is.
Whatever.
Are you talking about Noriega?
Noriega. Lil Capone. Lil Dillinger.
That's Cap One. So what were we talking about? Resting and empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen Belly. I haven't seen that action movie he was in. Was he in a vampire movie or something?
A giant killer snake movie.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about it at some point, but it was like Asylum level Get Back. So yeah, he needed the money, I guess.
Well, 13 kids.
Mm.
That'll do it. That's a lot of money in child support, man.
You know how you get 13 kids?
I wouldn't know. I would have to get laid 13 times.
What?
Huh?
So how are you doing, Joe?
Well, I watched The Black Hole. Remember, like 4 months ago, I watched the first half of The Black Hole. I had forgot I'd started watching it, and I finished watching it the couple of days ago. And yeah, it still sucks. Second half sucks just as bad. This was, I guess, Disney's answer to Star Wars. You know, it's like, hey, we're coming back. And this was, I was excited about this movie when I was a kid. You know, the fucking trailer looked good. I was a kid. I was stupid. I liked Star Wars when I was a kid. You know, there was this set of comics that came out. It was just like three issues. It came in like a little baggie, you know, three comics in a little baggie. And the first two were just adaptations of the movie. So I already knew what the movie was going to be before I even went to see it, you know, because I read a comic adaptation, you see. And then the third issue was like the further adventures of the black hole after they go through the black hole. So I went to see this in the theater. I think my parents took me to the drive-in to watch it. Fuck, even as a kid, that's like, this isn't good. This is kind of shitty. This sucks. So this was my first major disappointment in the theater, you know, but luckily I didn't lose my gleam of hope. Cause Superman, the movie came out. I think later that year or something, but there's some good people. He fucking Ernest Borgnine, he's usually great, but he ain't got shit to do. Robert Forster, he sucks in it. The robots are stupid, you know, they like pull them around on little pulley strings and shit. You can just see them kind of wobbling. It's like, come on, Disney, get it together. The sets look fucking awful. It's just dumb. The music's horrible. Don't like it. Don't like it, though. The Black Hole. A lot of people have some nostalgia for this movie. Fuck nostalgia. When something sucks, it sucks.
I don't think I've ever even heard of this movie.
I think you'd like it, dude.
Oh, yeah? Because Ernest Borgnine, my boy Ted Denslow's in it?
Yeah.
He's the godfather of basketball, you know.
Old Cabby. From Escape from New York.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, well, for our listeners who don't.
I see.
Most of our listeners don't watch a lot of movies. That's why they listen to us, so they can glean some knowledge.
Ah, mm-hmm. I see. I don't know. Hey, you're going to have to give me a minute. I got to get something to drink. I just keep staring at this cup like, fuck, I wish something was in it. So give me a second.
Tom will be back. He's going to get something to put in his cup. He's just been staring at it, thinking, man, I need to put something in this cup. And it's a tumbler. It's not a cup. He's got a Scary Dad Houston Horror Film Fest cup in front of him that he's going to go fill with, I don't know. Let's take some bets and see what Tom will put in there. Probably apple juice. I think Tom's an aficionado of the juices, but apple is definitely his favorite. He loves to start each morning out with a day of apple juice. And then from there, he moves on, I think, to like pineapple juice because it's still in the same family of apples, I think. But anyway, if you want to help him get some quality apple juice, head on over to dwnproductions.net. One thing you'll see is that he's eliminated a lot of his stock. He used to have page after page of masks and props and shit, but he just seems to have eliminated a lot of it. Had a friend was talking about the, what the fuck's the movie, Brain Dead? And they said, man, I wish somebody would make an Elmer, because that would be cool. I'd buy one up. And I looked on Tom's website, and fuck, it's not there anymore. So I guess that's one of the things that didn't make the cut. So I would just suggest buying like the rest of the stuff he does have on the site, because probably in about a year he's going to eliminate half of the product still further that he has on there. Hey, Tom.
That'd be nice. That'd mean AXE is doing extremely well. And I was able to move up and hire some people, and now we're in a bigger facility. We'll see. But hey, I went to go get stuff, and I already drank all that.
Oh, you drank all that apple juice.
I got this, though. But no, it's iced tea.
There's no ice in that.
No, it's not. It's uniced tea.
There you go. So, Tom, what'd you watch?
Oh, you know, two beavers fucking on the side of a riverbank. It was nice. Patchwork. I think I might have watched this before. Or I saw the trailer and was like, I'm not gonna watch this. Anyway, this is a movie that's streaming on Shudder. I said I was gonna do the old jump into the Shudder thing and let's see if we can find anything. But I think I'm gonna have to cancel that free trial too, because yeah, I looked through the catalog.
With two X's. Already did.
Oh, you did? I watched that fucking couple weeks ago. You were probably pretty drunk like every other day of the week, so. But yeah, we talked about that. It fucking sucked.
Oh yeah, I remember now.
Yes. So I think there was like the Mortuary Collection.
Yeah.
You said, oh, it's good. Yeah, watch it. And there was one other movie. So yeah, I'm going to cancel that. Maybe watch those two movies before I do. And
Blood Vessel.
Go back to Shudder. That might have been one of them just because you fucking turned it off so quick. And I saw the monster. I was like, it doesn't look that bad. So maybe, but I doubt it because fuck a Shudder. So Patchwork, it's, I guess, an unofficial Reanimator fan film. It starts out with a couple of Mohs injecting reagent. Like, it's literally the green glowing fucking shit. And they're just injecting dead people with reagents. And, oh, I'm a girl made up of three other girls. Now we got to go out for revenge and find out how we got all sewn up together and shit. Turns out one of the girls who's sewn up wanted the other girl's pieces so she could be the perfect girl. Unfortunately, she's just an actress covered in not great looking special makeup effects. So, yeah, it's not good. It's very forgettable because I might have watched it before. Because when I was watching, I was like, man, this seems really familiar. Like, I watched this shit and didn't fucking like it.
It does sound familiar.
Yeah. So, fuck this shit.
Does it take place in old timey times, or is it modern?
Modern. It revolves around these three women at a bar, and that's where they all get fucking selected for this. It's not good. It doesn't matter. I don't want to waste any more time talking about this garbage. I wouldn't suggest anybody watch. But, you know, I watched it because one of the YouTubers I reviewed as one of their videos was, oh, yeah, I liked it. Neon Black Reviews here. Hey, how you doing? Go watch it. So, yeah, I did. Fuck you. Oh, hey, it's not for everybody. I know.
We all got our things.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for stopping in, or thanks for tuning in. It's everything. Hey, it's Neon Black Reviews here. Hey, thanks for tuning in. All right, so continuing the series I'm doing, rewatching all the episodes of Masters of Horror. Can't wait for him to do. Hey, here's another entry into the series of videos I'm doing for 8 films to die for. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to post one of that guy's videos. You know, be like, yeah, this is a pretty spot on impression, dog. Not like all your other ones, but that was pretty good. Hey, thanks. For tuning in. Oh, shit. So, yeah. Fuck a patchwork.
Well, I don't know if it was earlier in the week or when, but Lisa had on Legally Blonde. So I watched most of that movie. And that's about this blonde chick that was in Reese Witherspoon's. She's a dummy that decides to go to law school so her boyfriend who dumped her will get back with her. And then she becomes good at law stuff and gets a girl off of a murder rap or whatever. And Liz Sherman from Hellboy is her nemesis. And that's about it. It's just a goofy fucking 90s. I guess it's a comedy. No, or
maybe
a female empowerment movie. Maybe.
Yeah, it's a popular one. I know that.
They made a sequel.
I think they made a couple.
Yeah.
I think. And there might be a movie just centered around the dog, but I'm not sure.
Legally Dog?
Maybe. So would recommend?
Yeah, why not?
Fuck it.
Yeah, Liz Sherman's in it. I don't know what it is about that chick, but I like her. I mean, she's not attractive. She's not pretty. But there's just something about her that I dig. I don't know what it is.
I'm not even sure I know who that is.
She's the fire chick in Hellboy, the one Hellboy likes.
Yeah, I don't think her name's Liz Sherman.
I think it is.
No. You want to try again?
Liz Sherman?
No.
I don't know.
Maybe her first name starts with an S?
No. That's Abe Sapien.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys. What's happening? And thanks for tuning in. So this video is another series I'm doing where I'm watching and reviewing some of the more shocking and disturbing films in horror. Tonight I'm going to talk about one of my favorite films, which is Cannibal Holocaust. It came out back in 1980, and it was directed by Ruggero Deodato. It starts out with this anthropologist from New York University.
He should go Shazam.
Thanks for tuning in. So what the fuck did I watch, Joe? Well, I tried to watch Assault of the Killer Bimbos. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I think, is that another one that's on Shudder or something? I don't know. I've seen it somewhere or heard it. Or maybe somebody mentioned it. Who fucking knows? But no, I haven't seen it.
This is another one of those Up All Night movies that it was like one of those kiddie comedies that weren't really funny, and all the titties were cut out for Showtime, or not Showtime, USA.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was hard to watch and unfunny, so I turned it off and didn't finish it. So I would not recommend.
So that's a movie from back then, then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was one of those times where Linnea Quigley and her buddies just got together to make low-budget, quote-unquote, titty comedies.
Linnea Squiggly.
Mm-hmm. Come see her and every other female horror actress ever at the Houston Horrific Festival of Fright Films this June.
That's all I watch. I hadn't really been feeling like sitting in front of the TV lately, you know? Like, well, hey. I think about it, I start flipping through to see what's streaming, and then I'm like, you know, I don't feel like watching any of this shit. Fuck it. I was going to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp to continue my Marvel cinematic thing so I can figure out, hey, you know, fuck, they killed all these people. What now? You know, but I don't know. I'll learn sometime.
I haven't seen that one. Don't plan on it either. So that's nice. Well, hey, Joe. You ready for the eight films to cry to?
Cry for?
Over?
Yeah. No. I'm not. This one somehow made the other ones look like they're capable movies.
Yeah, I warned you last week.
This one's really, really fucking rough. Nobody in this one can act for shit. They're just all stupid. One guy's got like a Hitler hairstyle going. The Hamiltons are a family of vampires. Daywalkers. Hey,
spoiler alert. You don't find that out till the end.
Oh, that's right, because of the teeth. Yeah, I don't know, man. The fucking end. But, no, it's about a family of vampires that their parents died, so now they've just been kind of raising each other as a family, and picking up chicks and fucking them, and then keeping them tied up in the barn or whatever. But it seems like they live out in the suburbs, but they've got a barn or something.
Basement.
It's a basement? Okay. It's a
basement.
Okay. And then they bleed them out, I guess. But one, the youngest vampire brother, he's feeling real conflicted about it all. But fuck it. Who cares? Because he's not the youngest vampire brother or some shit. I don't understand. I don't know what the fuck's going on in this movie because I stopped giving a fuck pretty early on. These people are so fucking lucky they got their movie shown in theaters. This is the kind of shit that's film festival level quality, you know, and the poster that I shared on Facebook, it has all those fucking laurel leaves that you would win at those film festivals.
I'm sure a lot of them were from gay themed film festivals because there was a gay element to this film. And I think that was one of the only reasons that it was picked up, just so they would have that kind of art house movie as part of their
art house about this movie.
The quality,
there's
the kind of story they were trying to tell. You know, it's just a little queeby douchebag movie. Like that, the lead actor that they got for this, like the teenage guy going through puberty, aka turning into a vampire. Right. You know, the thing we've seen over and over and over. He might be one of the worst actors I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like, you know, people say that, but this dude fucking sucked.
Yeah, he's got a crying scene that's pretty laughable. Like, you had mentioned that you laughed at certain scenes at when he's trying to fucking show emotion. Like, holy shit. That's this poor kid.
Yeah, it's... it's bad. And the little queeb boy, whatever the fuck his name is, not little Jacoby, who's locked up in this box that turns out, oh, it's a pretty nice room. It's a
pretty nice little room. With a TV
and everything. But yeah, like the main character, he walks around fucking with a camcorder, American Beauty style. And they show a lot of fucking footage, like what it would look like through the camcorder. It's like, why are you doing that? That doesn't look much better than the actual footage for the fucking movie. Why would you point that out? A lot of this movie looks fucking awful. Fucking, like, it's shame on Lionsgate for putting this in the fucking theaters and charging people $8-$9 to fucking...
I agree, and I had to watch it on, Daily Motion in two different parts with fucking commercials. So I was even more pissed.
Yeah, this was playing before one of the other entries in this series. I went and saw the first year. I can't remember, probably Dark Ride or something. So you know, I just walked into the theater, waited for it to be over with. I got like through 5 minutes of the movie and I just thought, no, I'm just gonna sit out in the lobby and wait for the theater to clear out for my movie. So yeah, fuck this shit. Would recommend?
Not at all.
This is easily one of the worst movies I've seen.
Yeah, this is just, like I said, I mean, the other ones were bad, but they at least looked like movies, you know?
At least they didn't make a sequel.
Well, at least I didn't watch it. Not for lack of trying, because it said on my search thing that it's on Amazon Prime, but it wasn't. Clicked a few sites, and everyone I went to, they was overdubbed in Russian, so... I didn't watch it.
So, this sequel is not like, excuse me, the original. The original, the Hamiltons, it, you know, they go from, they move around a lot because they're vampires and they kill and eat people. So at the end of the Hamiltons, okay, it's time to move again. So they move to fucking Arizona or whatever. Pulling, oh, ho, we're the Thompsons, and the fucking movie's over with. So you think, okay, the sequel, the Thompsons, that's, okay, that's where we're going to pick up. But this was made like 10 years later or something.
2012, I think it said, yeah.
I had to look up to see if they were the same actors, because, you know, they were kind of youngish when they made that. So everyone looks different. And it's kind of can feel like, who the fuck are they? And now they're like, they end up in Britain, in France. They're looking for others like them so they don't have to be out in the run. They can live in a vampire community. So old fucking gay boy, whatever, with the fucking bad acting and the camcorder from the first one, he's dressed up like a fucking reservoir dog roaming around the British countryside like Joe Badass. So it's like, what the fuck is going on here? He twists a cop's head around like, fuck, I'm out. So what the hell's going on? And then there's a lot of underworld vibes to it. There's like vampire class warfare-ish type things. And It's played for like an action-ish type horror movie instead of an art house type horror movie. There's a scene where they go to a diner that's in a gas station, and it reminded me a lot of Near Dark and From Dusk Till Dawn, where they just vampire out and just start ripping people apart. It was like, what the fuck is going on? This is nothing like the first one. This is nothing at all like the first movie, but it's still...
Was it the same actors, though?
Yeah, no, it was. Same actors, same directors. The Butcher Brothers. Yeah, what a bunch of fucking douchebags. What kind of shit is that? For real. Like, you know, I... Come on. Like, who would do that?
Why? The Butcher Brothers?
Yeah.
They would. Did.
We didn't want to put our real names on. But yeah, so they just go and like rip people up, and it turns into like something reminding me of like Near Dark or Dusk Till Dawn. And the main vampire bad guy, I'm pretty sure there are like some fake vampire teeth that they have, but the main vampire guy grows like CGI vampire teeth that aren't even that big or something that couldn't have been made. They just decided to CG it. I don't know, but the tagline for this pretty much tells you all you need to know about what kind of movie this is. And it was something like Twilight meets Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
It was, all right. Well, Butcher Brothers, I guess you're just a couple of Moes. So it should have been the Moe Brothers. So yeah, fuck this shit. It was, you know, a completely different movie, but somehow it still managed to be fucking terrible. So join us next week where we talk about reincarnation or whatever the Asian episode is, and Joe can talk more about his Asian hate that I have no idea. I think there had to have been a news story I missed or something, because I'm not getting that Joker reference at all.
People are marching and shit in Houston. In Houston.
There are a lot of fucking Asian people in Houston. That's for real.
Yep.
Most of them are Yao Ming.
He's pretty big.
It's just a bunch of Chinese dudes forming together like fucking the Power Ranger dinosaur thing. Whatever. So, Joe, you like lists?
Well.
Wait, fuck.
I do like lists more action than I like Spider-Man's.
Yeah. I like Spider-Man so little, I just swung right past him.
Man, the Kingpin was a fucking stupid character before Frank Miller got a hold of him in Daredevil, wasn't he?
Oh, they all were, Joe.
What's he doing? He's like trying to hypnotize the world's or the city's top officials to get information on who fucking knows. So the one he hypnotized last issue was Captain Stacy, retired Captain Stacy, Gwen Stacy's dad, and Spider-Man's busted into the whole hypnosis thing, and oh, it's that fat man, the Kingpin, and so that's where we take off, and the Kingpin swinging Spider-Man's around, you know, by the legs, and he hits Spider-Man so hard, or they flash some shit in his face, and he's seeing double for a couple of pages. You know, he can't swing his webs and shit because he's seeing double. You know, two flagpoles, two buildings. And that's about all I fucking remember.
Yeah.
He beat up Captain Stacy in front of Gwen, so that wasn't good. Yeah. He admitted to himself that he loves her. He loves her. And I think it all ends with him selling a picture to J. Jonah Jerklin with Captain Stacy breaking into the fucking police headquarters to steal some shit.
He needed the money.
Yeah, yeah, he needed the money. He hadn't been going to school, I noticed, in the past few issues. Like, he'd been ditching classes or something. I don't know. This is, like, again, who gives a fuck issue.
Shocking how this comic book lasted this long.
I think, though, pretty soon we're getting to an issue with the kangaroo in it, so that's going to be great.
Can't be any worse.
No, no, it really can't. If you're a fan of any kind of superhero or something like that, I just recommend don't go back and read their early adventures, even if you have before and thought they were
or
cool.
Or any of them.
Yeah, or any of them.
Just find out which, like, the two best story arcs are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my favorite Spider-Man story arc isn't even, like, a popular one.
Torment.
So, no, I mean, I like the art, obviously. And I like how it says Doom 20 million times. But no, I like Spider-Man Reign, where it's like Spider-Man is an old man and his radioactive cum killed Mary Jane. And Venom's taken over the world. Sandman's a good guy and he's on the police force and shit. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I've been reading a Black Panther story with art by Dan Fraga. Remember that guy, Tom?
Language.
Remember him? I didn't know he was still working anywhere.
Well, they had to reach their Fraga quota, so.
I guess so.
So let's get to this list so we can get the fuck out of here. I know you're getting your singing voice ready.
No, I'm not going to sing some of these for sure. So our list this time is movies that have the same name as a song, like my number 15, which is Maniac by Michael Cimbello. She's a maniac, maniac, I know. And she's dancing like she never did before. Oh, whoa. Shazam.
Well, hey, thanks for tuning in. You like Cannibal Holocaust?
One of my favorites from 1980.
Director. All right, number 14. Come on now.
You're number 15.
No. That's not how we do things here.
Okay, you don't have 15.
No, I do, but come on. Honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. My next honorable mention is Strange Brew from the band Cream. Strange Brew, something, something. And then you have that Bob and Doug McKenzie Strange Brew movie. That's a good one. Next honorable mention is Fire and Ice by Pat Benatar. Also an animated feature. I'm not singing that one. Let's see. At number 12, I have the David Lynch Blue Velvet, which was sung by Benton. She wore blue velvet. And at number 11, I have The Harder They Come by Jimmy Cliff, which could be a porno name, but it's also a movie starring Jimmy Cliff as a Jamaican gangster. The harder they come, the harder they fall, one and all. And those are my honorable mentions.
Well, Joe, my first honorable mention is Bad company today I die. And then I have, when they get hit with that venom, venom, venom. And then I have, I don't even know the words, but Iron Man. I am Iron Man. The theme song from the 90s animated show, you see. And then I have Maniac. Maniac, you already sang it.
Michael
Sandel. And then I have the C. Thomas Howell classic, Soul Man.
Almost made my list. Almost.
Number 10.
Got Dazed and Confused by Led Zeppelin. Been dazed and confused for so long, is not true.
My number 10, I've never heard the song, but I like the movie, and that's The Wrestler.
The Bruce Springsteen classic.
Oh, it's from, what is it? The fucking Indian kid movie, where he's a fucking mo? Blinded by the Light. That was it. Hey, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. This is one of my favorite movies, Blinded by the Light.
It's a feel-good movie of the year, y'all.
Okay, bye. No, I think you're just gay. Number whatever, 9.
I have the instrumental from Edgar Winter, Frankenstein. Good song.
What are the words?
It's got no words. It's an instrumental.
Oh. Oh. What are the lyrics?
The lyrics are.
How is that spelled?
Frankenstein?
No, no, no. D-O-O space, D-O-O, D-O-O space.
You gotta put a exclamation point on that last one.
Hyphen.
Or put it in all caps. Or italics might work too.
My number 9 is Stardust.
Stardust, the Willie Nelson song?
Sure. Or maybe I like the movie. You'll never know.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
Is it? I've never heard of it. Mm. So maybe it is the Willie Nelson song, or is it? Probably
based
not.
Based on the Neil Gaiman book, loosely based.
Ooh, I heard Neil Gaiman, was loosely based. Ass fucking. Loose anals.
Yeah.
Do you? No, I'm not wrong. It's fucked in his ass. That's what I've heard. And it makes his asshole loose. Oh. Allegedly, not at all. Just being vulgar. It's called a stretch, you know? Like what his asshole does when a man's dick goes in it.
Stretches?
And it makes him loosely based.
Wow.
It's my number 8 song, Loosely Based.
You want to hum us a few bars? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, my ass. Pull it out slow so you don't give me a tail again. Whoa. That's the worst superhero origin story ever. It's fucking the guy's getting fucked in his ass in the alley, just getting viciously raped, and then the cops come and it startles the rapist off, and he just pulls his cock out quick, and then the guy's intestines just flies out of his ass so it looks like he has a monkey tail, and it turns out he can use it as a prehensile tail where he can like swing from stuff in the alleyway.
This one of that one dude's comics that Helen Water did the
this was document. An adaptation for one of the movies in the second year of the After Dark Horror Fest. Directed by the Butcher Brothers.
Butcher Bros.
Oh shit. Just a monkey tails just grabbing shit and swinging over, and then a lump of shit just falls out and lands on his head. Surgery was just too risky to put it in. They'd have to stick a vacuum down his fucking throat and try and suck it back through that
way. This is how he wrote Cheese Balls, folks.
What number are we on there?
8.
Oh, fuck.
At number 8, I have Babe by the band Styx.
I have Superfly.
Curtis
Mayfield. I never heard this song, but I liked the movie.
It's a good song.
Ah, it's a good joke if you get it. Number next one.
At 7, I have Don McLean's American Pie. Also a raunchy comedy.
My number 7, again, never heard this song. Maybe you can sing a little, but it was brought up last week as part of a Taco Bell promotion where you'd get a burrito, a poster, some nachos or something. This is Demolition Man.
I have heard this song, but I don't remember how it goes. The Demolition Man, something like that.
Here comes the axe, and here comes the smasher. Next one, number 6.
Parasite from the band Exodus. And you can go with that Asian movie that won the awards or that 3D movie from the 80s. Either one will work.
Well, I have The Blob.
The song by the Five Blobs or whatever the fuck they're called.
Oh, that's horrible. So let's just go with the Isham song.
Let's go with that one.
All right.
What the fuck are we on?
Number 5.
At number 5, I have Halloween by King Diamond, and I'm not going to sing that shit.
Come on now.
Halloween!
Oh no. Joe's a giant Mozilla. Firefoxing out. Whoa, you got a cat over there?
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
At number four, I have Dirty Work by Steely Dan.
Mm.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Also a raunchy comedy. Yeah, not
really. Well, number four, I have a song that's also the name of a raunchy comedy, and I refuse to sing it because you just did, and that is Dirty Work. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Number three.
And number three, I have Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult, which I refuse to sing because you just sang it.
My number.
He picks up a bus and he throws it back down.
Joe drinks a Faygo because he's down with the clown Mozilla. Number three, never heard the song, but the movie's pretty good, and that is Day of the Dead, Contagium, the song. Starring Nick Cannon. Well, that's a long, shitty song title. I think and it was Sid featuring. Fucking pricks.
Nick Cannon, pretty good, though. Number two, I have AC/DC's Problem Child. Also a funny movie about adoption.
My number two is a great movie and a pretty good song, too. I would say the movie and the song go hand in hand, and that is The Human Tornado.
It's a good one.
Sing it.
You sing it. It's your pick.
Number one.
And number one, the song was written by Ozzy Osbourne, but he sucks. And the song didn't become good until it was sung by Meatloaf. And that is Hellraiser.
Mr. Barkler, is that you? Mr. Quive Barkler?
Holy shit, he does sound like Motorhead now.
Well, Joe, remember, the good guys dress in black. Remember that. Here comes the men in black. What men in black? The galaxy defenders. Here comes the men in black. What? The men in black. They won't let you remember.
I don't remember that one.
Ah. Well, next week, you know what I hope you remember?
To watch Reincarnation?
Yep, that's something. But I hope you remember 15 movies you find highly overrated.
Overrated movies. How many Star Wars flicks are there?
15.
Done.
Well, shit. You know what we didn't do? Pick a winner for the mystery box of shit giveaway.
Is that over? I thought we were still asking for pictures, but fuck it. I'll go through and look at and all of them, and I'll let you know tomorrow.
All right, great. Everything is taken off my shoulder, so if you didn't win, it's on Joe. He's going to be the one picking the winner.
No, I ain't picking shit, I'll tell you.
You're going to tell me the one you like the most, and that's
going to be... I'll give you my list of top two. You give me your top two. And if we have two that are the same, fuck it. That's the winner.
No. Oh, we only have two entrants. How are we not going to pick the same two?
I thought we had at least five or six.
Yeah, no, we got like three.
Nah, there's at least five.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's a couple. So, hey, we didn't forget. Wink.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, so Joe will pick somebody and it'll be great.
Maybe.
So, oh, shit. Let me leave a little note on my hand so I can send you that money. I still owe you for one shirt. And I got to take that down. So, hey, if you're down, go to dwnproductions.net and peruse. I'm kind of busy again. I'm finishing up a run, about to do another one. Got some trophies to make for the old Houston Horrific Festival, the Fright Film, and then orders that come in. So if you want to go to the website and order something, do it. Or probably just go to fastcustomshirts.com. They have, I don't know, like two designs.
There's a couple.
It's a rotating stock.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them all about it.
Just go to the website, Fast Custom Shirt. You know, you fucking know it. So, yeah. Go over there. And then just go boy god yourself.
Boy god.